A very good evening. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to take 10 for Talmud. Megillah Daf Lamed, Megillah 30a, pagination 59. I'd like to make mention, though, of a Mishnah on Chavtes Amud Aleph 29a at the bottom of the page. That's page 57. The Mishnah over here describes the Arba Parshios, the four very special lanings, the Kriyas HaTorah, reading from the Torah, that takes place around the time of Adar and Nisan, focused on the Yomim Tovim of Purim and Pesach. The Mishnah says, Rosh Chodesh Adar Shecholios B'Shabbos, the Rosh Chodesh Adar that is closest to Nisan, meaning the second Adar if there are two, or regular Adar if there's only one, it falls out on Shabbos. Then Korim B'Parsha Shkolim, you're going to read on that Shabbos the Parsha of Shkolim, taken from Parshas Kisisa, a description of giving the Shkolim for the Beis HaMikdash and the tremendous zuchus that those donations caused. We saw earlier the concept that these shkolim given for years were able to outweigh the shkolim, the coins, that Haman gave to Ahasuerush to try to kill the Jews, that their hiktim shekleihem lishiklov, Hashem gave a mitzvah for us to give our shkolim before he gave his, so that our zuchus was already in place. If Rosh Chodesh Adar is not on Shabbos, so then the Shabbos before Rosh Chodesh Adar would be the Shabbos of Shkolim. Bashnia Zohar. Following that is the Parsha of Zohar, where we remember Hashem's command is to remember what Amalek did to us when we left Mitzrayim, that we and the whole world were stunned by our level of closeness with Hashem and the level of redemption. And Amalek came to cool things off and to bring us distant, to make us distant from Hashem. So Zohar is to remember the evil of Amalek, to recognize evil in the world, and the command to obliterate it. It's most appropriate, Chazal felt, before Purim, because this is the holiday of Haman, who is a descendant of Amalek, Haman's downfall. Bashlishis, the next special parsha is Parah Aduma, the preparation, purification process for Pesach, so that everybody can bring a Korban Pesach. And Baravias, the fourth of the special four parshios, is Achodesh Hazal Lochem, that this is the special month, the month of Nisan, that starts the months of the year. One of the techniques that the Talmudic scholars used to remember things was codes. Now, we think of mnemonic devices very often that the mnemonic device itself corresponds to something. It means something and it reminds you of something else. But they sometimes seemingly used codes that don't necessarily have meaning of their own, but they were quick ways to remember very lengthy concepts. An example of this is Lo Adu Rosh. Rosh, referring to Rosh Hashanah, the head of the year, cannot be on Adu. Adu is Aleph Dalid Vav, and it means that Rosh Hashanah can never fall out on the first day of the week, Sunday, the fourth day of the week, Wednesday, or Vav, first day Rosh Hashanah, will never be a Friday. Lo Adu Rosh. Likewise, for different sequences in laning, the Gemara records different abbreviations, mnemonic devices that would remind us of the sequence. And if you memorize the code, you were actually memorizing very lengthy concepts. It's worthy to mention that the Jewish calendar has certain patterns, to the point that our calendar can be reduced to a three-letter code for the year. And if you know the three-letter code for the year, you can literally, knowing how the calendar works, if you just know that three-letter code, you can create the calendar for the year. The three-letter code is going to tell you what day of the week Rosh Hashanah is, so that you know where to start the calendar for the year, what day of the week. One of the letters in the code is going to tell you whether the two special swing months, which are Rosh Chodesh, Kislev, and Teves, reflecting the months of Cheshvan or Kislev, whether they are months that are sequential. In other words, most months switch off 30-29, 30-29. They switch off the length of the month because real time of the new moon is 29 and a half days and change. 29 days, 12 hours, but it's a little more than that, but approximately. So usually it's 29-30, 29-30, with the exception of two swing months that could either be Chaserim, both 29, Shlemim, both 30, or Kisidron, one of them 29 and the other one 30. So you need to know that second letter in order to construct your calendar. And the final piece of the calendar for each year, obviously, is to know whether it's a leap year, whether it's a Pashut or a Me'uberes, whether there's going to be a second Adar. And again, in the blot that we're dealing with over here, the Gemara comes up with a number of codes. And these codes enable us to create the calendar based on certain rules. Once you know the code, the day of the week Rosh Hashanah is, whether the months of Cheshvan and Kislev are going to be the 30 type or the 29 type, and whether the year is going to have one Adar or two Adars, and then you can construct the calendar. It's very interesting, in the Holocaust, for example, there were people, Jews, who walked around and they knew exactly when the holidays were going to be, and they were able to keep track of everything, even years into the war. And it wasn't because they were walking around with a calendar. It's because they kept track meticulously and they knew the patterns. And as long as you know the patterns of how the calendar works, you can literally construct a calendar based on the code. One piece of Gemara that I'd like to share with you from today's daf, we're on Lamed Amud Aleph, about midway in the wide lines, starting from the beginning of the line. Bishniyah Zachar, the second of the Arba Parshios is Parsha Zachar. Itmar we learnt. Purim Shechol Lios Be'erev Shabbos. If Purim falls out on Erev Shabbos, so that Purim is Friday and Shushan Purim is Shabbos. Rav Omar, Rav says that even though it's very close and you could lane Zachar on Shabbos, as we'll see in a moment, Shmuel holds, Maktimin Parsha Zachar. You have to put Parsha Zachar the previous week. It's not one Purim weekend, which includes Parsha Zachar, but rather you put Parsha Zachar the previous Shabbos. Well, Shmuel Amar Ma'achar, and Shmuel says it's fine to do Parsha Zachar on that Shabbos. That's not the way we paskin. We bring Parsha Zachar to the previous Shabbos. Rav Amar Makdimin, why do we bring it to the previous Shabbos? Ki heichid lo tiktem asira lizechira. Because you have to make sure to do the remembering about Amalek before the action against Amalek. And therefore, Zohar is Asher Asalucha Amalek, remembering has to come first, and then only after that do you do the observance, which was the fight of Purim, the fight against Amalek. Yeshe Koach, thank you for joining.